From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A harrowing rescue in flood-ravaged Oklahoma City today. TV news images show a young woman clinging to tree branches, working against a fast-moving current of muddy water in one neighborhood. Forrest Mitchell with the National Weather Service says the area is under a serious flood threat from heavy rainfall.
We've had one location that's approaching 9 inches of rainfall since this event started early this morning. Widespread flash flooding is occurring across the Oklahoma City area, and all travel is being discouraged.
So far, no injuries have been reported. The remains of a 20th flood victim have been found in Arkansas. It's uncertain if the body was that of the last person who was believed to be missing, since flash floods tore through a remote campsite late Friday while most people slept. President Obama is back in Mississippi, getting a briefing from Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen about operations to contain the Gulf oil spill.
We also talked about claims to make sure that people here in Mississippi, but throughout the region, are going to be adequately compensated for the damages and the losses that they're experiencing right now.
President Obama plans to deliver a speech from the Oval Office tomorrow about the spill. The FBI is releasing thousands of pages on threats to the late Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports that the pages detail two decades of FBI activity.
Edward Kennedy's brothers, former President John Kennedy and presidential candidate Robert Kennedy, both fell victim to assassins. One threat letter probed by the FBI said, quote, "Don't run for president or vice president, or you will be shot dead, too." The files also reflect rumors that swirled around the famous Democratic Klan. One tip claimed that mob figures might try to hurt Kennedy's reputation, using their alleged connections to actress Marilyn Monroe and singer Frank Sinatra. Authorities say that information was off base. The files contain little new information about Kennedy's 1969 car accident in Martha's Vineyard. His passenger, Mary Jo Kopechne, died. Kennedy himself died last year after a long battle with cancer. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
EU officials say there are indications Israel may agree to ease its blockade of Gaza by opening at least one border crossing to large-scale commercial traffic. Diplomats are also saying that Israel might likely drop its restrictive list of goods permitted into the region, which left the territory's 1.5 million Palestinians mired in poverty. Israel, meanwhile, continues to defend its decision to raid a Gaza-bound aid flotilla 2 weeks ago, but that confrontation led to at least 9 deaths. At last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 27 points at 10,239. This is NPR News. A new study by the Chicago-based American Medical Association is scrutinizing the health insurance industry. From Chicago Public Radio, Alex Keefe has more.
The AMA's National Health Insurer Report Card for this year finds big insurance companies are generally getting better at processing claims correctly, but it finds at least 1 in 5 claims are still not handled properly. Dr. Nancy Nielsen with the AMA says it costs the industry more than $200 billion a year to sort out those bungled claims.
That's the 14% of a doctor's gross revenue that goes to try to simply be paid, and that shouldn't be.
This year's report card found Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield had the lowest accuracy rate at about 74%. The company also had the highest claim denial rate of the 7 insurers involved in the study. For NPR News, I'm Alex Keefe in Chicago.
Thousands of people with Spirit Airline tickets are stranded and forced to find another way of getting to their destination because of a pilot strike. Flights have been canceled through tomorrow. In Iran, the powerful Revolutionary Guard reportedly is dismissing the United Nations' latest sanctions against the Islamic Republic, saying its nuclear development will not be deterred. State media cite the senior commander delivering the Guard's first reaction to the UN sanctions since the vote last week. Punishment includes a freeze on the assets of 40 additional companies and organizations, including those connected to the Revolutionary Guard. Iran is defying UN demands still to stop uranium enrichment, defending its program as peaceful. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.